Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavigueto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 28th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Isn't that wild? We just threw someone out into the outer darkness of weeping and gnashing of teeth, and you said, "Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ." I like the first reading the best. You like a party? Do you? So does God. God wants to throw a cosmic-wide block party. On this mountain, He will destroy death. On this mountain, He will give a feast of fine, rich foods and well-aged wines. I can get into that real easy. Nice Cabernet. Well-marbled steak. This could be really good. God loves a party. And He invites us to a party. Throughout the Hebrew and Christian scriptures, the Messianic banquet, the kingdom of God is pictured as a wedding banquet. That's not accidental for Judaism. For Jews, eating isn't just dining. It's something much, much more. It's a bond of fellowship, a pledge of peace, trust, and friendship. And when you ate together, the blessing was said over the wine and over the bread, and each had a portion thereof. Each shared in the blessing. Each shared in the blessing. Every meal, every Jewish meal was supposed to have been a foretaste of the kingdom of God, the heavenly banquet. Well, not quite for everyone. Jesus seems to have eaten with the wrong kind of people. It really got the Pharisees really hot and bothered. And they got Jesus right. Why? Because that eating with sinners and tax collectors was an offer of welcome and forgiveness. Jesus was enacting the Father's forgiveness by eating with them. The Pharisees got it right. That pledge of unity, however, was more. It was the promise that they would too eat at the Messianic banquet with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they didn't want that. Who don't you want to eat at the feast? God wants us all. God calls us all. So we have a wedding banquet tonight for the story. Now, the gospel is a problem. For me, anyway. This same parable is told in the Gospel of Luke. And there it's really simple. Wedding banquet, invitation, people reject, and God calls other people. End of story. No destructions, no burning of cities, no troops. And even what's this strange thing? You get a wedding banquet and you go kill the messenger? I don't think so. So what's happened? Why has Matthew has added to the parable? Well, keep in mind, Matthew was written year 85. They had experienced, they had seen the destruction of Jerusalem. They had experienced that beginning failure of Israel receiving Jesus. They began to experience the rejection of Jewish Christians by their Jewish brothers and sisters, and it was painful. And a city was destroyed. But what made that destruction of the city so much more personally painful was it did not have to happen. Jesus wanted to collect those people, as he said, as a chick under his wings. But instead of embracing the way of love and forgiveness, of peace, that Jesus offered in 65 AD, they embraced the revolution the revenge, and the violence of the zealots. And Rome came and destroyed mightily, and it was a bloodbath, so much so you could walk Jerusalem and not touch the street for the bodies. God did not want that. Jesus was asking for something else. Actions have consequences. Of themselves. And God is looking at us and saying, why are you hurting yourself that way? Why do you do that? Stop doing that. That's not good. We imagine that God's up there being angry. I think he weeps more than is ever angry. So we got this very strange little character. Now, as a high school student, we had to memorize this gospel. I thought, this is totally unfair. You gather every these people from the highways and byways to come to the feast, and then you get some poor slob in there, and then you expect him to have a wedding garment? No fair. Do you travel with one when you go up to San Francisco? The wedding garment would have been provided. It would have been free. The question is, why didn't he put it on? Why didn't he put it on? Who is that person? That's anyone, everyone, who comes into the community and doesn't put on the forgiveness that God would give, doesn't accept the love that God would shower upon him. St. Paul has a great line, and he talks about putting on Christ. Put on heartfelt compassion, peace, justice. And over it all, put on the bond, love, the bond of perfection. It's like clothes. Will I accept what God would give? So this isn't about God punishing. It's where am I receiving? Am I aware? Do I take delight? Do I receive God's grace into my heart? God's love will touch no one unless they are willing to accept it, right? You got to accept it. How many times have people said they care for us and we kind of push them aside? That love does us no good. Not because their love wasn't wonderful, but because we pushed it away. And what Jesus is saying, don't push away the forgiveness. Don't push away the love. So, let's be practical. When you leave the church tonight after Mass, I made a little card. Give to me as you go out the door. The Examen, St. Ignatius adapted. Called Examen of Consciousness. I use that phrase consciousness because are we conscious of God speaking and acting in our day? Do we suck the marrow of the graces of each day? And what do you do in the Examen of Consciousness? You review your day and you say, where was God in my day? And savor it, enjoy it, feed your heart with it. God is always speaking to us through people, events, through the sights, through this day, through everything on this campus. God speaks, but if I don't let it speak to my heart, if I don't put it on, it does me no good. The task of life is really simple. Will you let God in your day teach you? And so the second question I ask in the Examen after I've asked, where was God in my day? How might I better respond tomorrow? I'm trying to follow the lead of God's blessings in my life. I want us to submit that when we do that, you're putting on the wedding garment. And you're heaven bound. And God's called you to the feast. Because you finally said, I can't do it, Lord. Do it to me. And there is nothing which would give him more delight than to say to everyone, come to the feast.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.